Works. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Test, test, test. 1, 2, 1, 2. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Make America great again.
We could be better together, you know.
What?
What?
Who?
Huh? Yep. This one is good to go.
Which one is this? Which one is this? Which one is this? Slow down. Slow down.
Speaker, speaker, 1212, WCRS Radio Columbus, WCRS Radio Columbus.
WCRM.
Yes, screw them. Ain't gonna adopt the calls. We don't know yet.
We'll keep you in suspense, much like Harbaugh, until kickoff.
And then, oh lord.
The referees are gonna bribe Urban Meyer to making some trick calls.
I think they wanted to hear the origins of the DJBC happy hour. I mean, today is a kind of a historic moment for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 200 shows. Oh, yeah. It's very, very big. Very big. So,
I'm the second voice here that you're hearing, and I get confused with a lot. I'm Deshaun Isaac of the show right here that you'll hear every Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on WCRS. I'm hanging with DJBC. I'm taking my 10 minutes. We talk all about the Buckeyes all the time. But you know what? I want to talk about you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for that fourth down play, it would be the other way around.
No, it wouldn't. He would literally be talking about Michigan for 10 minutes. This man would not shut up till the crows come home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean,
but let's get down to it. There's two questions I want to ask you. First, I'm going to talk about the origins of the DJBC Happy Hour. This has been on for 5 years, kind of a critical part of the WCRS lexicon here. How did you get the idea for this show? And where did the show idea come from?
Well, I did a show at WOBN at Otterbein University when I was a student there by the same name. And, it's basically like a random like showcase show, which it's hard to explain. I mean, music and talk and a bunch of stuff that I put together. Yeah, I was much involved in the campus life, and so after I graduated, like 2 weeks after I graduated, I went to Columbus's version of Woodstock. And then there was a tent promoting community radio with the call letters WCRS 102.1 and 98.3. Said, this sounds nice. Maybe I should give it a try. Maybe I should not give it a try. Maybe I should. What should I do with my time since I'm broke, don't have a job, and the rest is history?
Well, we could say DJBC found a job at...
We can't say that, can we?
I love him.
Anyway, so basically the rest of the show's history, so basically 2 years after I volunteered, we went from 12 hours to 5, and then 5 back to 12. And so when we went back to 12 hours in 2011... the guy in charge of WCRS, our very own Robbie Bright, said, "Hey, Brian, want to do a show?" And I said, "Yeah." I mean, I did a little bit experimenting, and then around this time in 2010, I did a one-off Christmas special on WCRS, which got rave reviews and mixed reviews that I actually put it on the schedule behind everyone's back, but they were supportive.
That's how things get done here at WCRS. I want to ask you about something here. The Brian Awards, and it's kind of become synonymous with the DJBC Happy Hour. How did, like, we literally get emails from you at home.
Oh, yo, I read them all. I read them all.
About the DJ.
I read them on my phone. I mean... I mean, it just can't escape.
It's kind of become a tradition where people actually gather around the radio and actually want to hear a guy and his one man and his award show.
I'm going to get it done before 2016, the worst year ever, ends.
Oh, Jesus.
But we did announce, like, the technical winners around Halloween weekend.
Yep.
So I didn't want to keep you all in suspense. But I know, it's been pretty hectic, crazy, busy, I mean.
Yeah, things have been crazy on my end as well.
Oh, yeah, I heard you, like, moved and got a new job as the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
I actually didn't take that position because they didn't offer me enough whiskey and and grain alcohol to take that job. So I decided to end my coaching career that early.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can only do so much with so much. Like, you have to be totally wasted. And that first day when I walked in, they literally went like, "Okay, Deshaun, do you know any plays? How about you don't let that quarterback play?" They fired me right then and there. That was the end of my sports career.
Oh my gosh!
But it's with you. It's really your show has become was an impact on me coming into WCRS.
Really?
Because I said, okay, I didn't have an idea for what my show was going to be. Originally, it was going to be just sports. It started as Sports Unfiltered, and then we decided, let's do something different. Let's actually reach out into the community, and I want to do something like DJBC, but not like DJBC. And that's how the show kind of became what it became.
Which show?
The show of Sunday at 7. Thank you for the plug, brother.
That show. Not this show. That show.
Yeah, that show. Your Sunday night show.
Okay.
You're Monday night. You're the institution. You're kind of like the flagship.
The flagship. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know what? Are you the flagship? Because then you have what is the guy's name? Tim Anstead.
Yeah, 700 plus shows.
Oh boy.
8 years.
8 years. Wow.
Oh my gosh. He's like the founding father of WCRS,
and
one of them,
and you count as one of the founding fathers as well here.
There were others before me, Evan Davis.
Yeah, but you are one of the main ones that when you think of WCRS, you're one of the main people here that we think of a lot here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, being here is actually a very big honor. Of course, being on the show would have been literally a sad moment. But hey, don't worry about it. I think Michigan's getting into a New Year's Six bowl game. You have to put them in a New Year's Six bowl game.
Really?
You have to.
Why not the college football playoff?
You know what? If enough teams lose, imagine Ohio State, Michigan for a national title. Jesus Christ.
Michigan will that make would be Ohio pay some hell, just like you said on YouTube.
No, remember that year they got their butts beat by Michigan State when Michigan State was, well, good.
Well, I know.
They ain't good no more.
No, they lost both of their bowl games back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, they played DJ when Alabama played DJ Tap That. Like, okay, DJ Tap That on the ones and twos. Okay, but Brian, I want to say personally from me to you, congratulations on 200 episodes, 5 years. It is an honor and a privilege to work with you every day here at WCRS.
Every day?
Well, for the most part, whenever I pop in. But I want to say congratulations on 200 episodes, man. And to everybody here at WCRS, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. So thank you so much,
thank
man.
Thank you. I mean,
I know it was because of something bad, but trust us.
How bad?
It was. We nearly came very close to having DJBC on the show, and that would have been not fun.
Why not? I mean, people nobody listens. Love Michigan football.
People don't listen to the show.
Well, it's Sunday. People are having Sunday dinners with their family and going to Sunday night gospel and watching football.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty much bend over and take it. I'm the pre-game. All right, man. Thank you so much. I'm done. I gotta get out of here, man.
Well, have fun. Drive home safely, and if you come this back anytime.
Yeah, your past 10 minutes. You can edit me out. Go Bucks.
Really? Go Bucks. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you. That's,
see, oh, staying in. Go Bucks is staying in. Totally.
I was like, you're at the past the 10 minute mark. You can bleep that out.
Really?
Right.
I didn't think we were there yet, but okay.
Well, you are. But go Bucks, and thank you, Buckeyes, for allowing me to interview DJ BC.
Oh, thank you.
Because you are a gem to our station, man.
Okay.
Bye.
And that was Deshaun Isaac, who is the host of the show Sunday nights at 7 on the station formerly known as WCRS-FM, coming soon to 92.7, perhaps when Donald Trump is sworn in as our next president, or gets impeached.